The sugya mishnah of the brachas began with the yain and shemen, and the sugya of mishnah of the brachas extends from lamed vav, lamed zayin, and it includes the question of whether what bracha one makes on cooked fruit, what bracha one makes on fruit juices, and till we get to the end of the sugya of Mishnah itself, we're not going to be able to put it all together. We have to learn the different pieces and then come back and organize every different form of Mishnah. So far, the first din of Mishnah is the din of Yayin and Shemen. So far, the first klal we have, Lagabe Yayin, then when it's Mishnah L'mal Yusa, Chazal gave it a new bracha. And Nishtana L'mal Yusa, Yayin was Nishtana L'mal Yusa, not only because it became a drink, but because it became a drink that was Mesamech, and maybe that was Mezen. And then the next din of Nishtana was Shemen. And there in Shemen we learned that if it is Mazek, Ishwan Kefishi Tosai, so then one would not make a bracha. That if one ingests it in a way that there is a tayelas, then one would make a bracha. Then one only would make a bracha if it's the ikar. We have not yet defined ikar and tofel, what makes an ikar, what makes a tofel. We have one din over here that the tayelas may make it into a ikar. We have to keep in mind that there's a machlekas achroinim, whether what happens if the tayelas is the miyot, what's the din going to be? Just a Mitzvah's question, and a Nigrun, what's the Ikar, what's the Mir? So again, we're not ready for those sugyas. And what else did we learn about Shemen? That when we make a bracha on Shemen, we didn't discuss this yet, whether you make a bracha of Shehakol or Bar Pireitz. But one thing is, but Chazal did not give it a new bracha. So now we come to a new din, Kimcha Desari. Kimcha Desari means I took three different sheets in Rishon, exactly what I do. This might be the sugya of rolled oats, right? The sugya of shemen is the sugya of te'ima shemen, the sugya of gum. So I hope we'll have a chance to look at the tshuvas of gum, because of bring everything halacha l'maisa. I believe the sugya of kimcha desar kun esut mishon is rolled oats. Rolled oats is when they take oats and it's manufactured by steaming them, and when they steam, they're soft, so then they flatten them with rollers, and once they're flattened, they're toasted. And then when they're put into granola bars, so then they're stuck, right? Because you rolled oats itself, you might see in your kitchen, you might see rolled oats, like I think Quaker, I think those are rolled oats, I think. But we all see rolled oats in bars. So what's the din of rolled oats? It's rolled oats in mezonos. It's by pidyon machlokes. So this is going to be the sugya according to some rishonim. So that's what we have to see if we will be oila l'dina at this point in this particular nakuda. Let's start the sugya. So the sugya is kimcha desare, kimcha dechite, kimcha dechite. Okay, kimcha dechiti, Rashi explains that kimcha dechiti is the powder. Oichel kemach chitim kemoishuhi. So kimcha dechiti means a person that takes the 5-pound flour, 5-pound bag of flour, you have and takes a fistful, and I don't know what he does with it, he swallows it. So that's kimcha koyte rashi, right? Kemach is flour. So what's the din of kimcha dechiti? So Tosfos says nirva deloy mari v'kimcha mamish demkein loy shayach bei viracha debar v'yadama ela mari b'kimcha shekayrin ay b'kemach she'oisen mishiboy leshuol shemiyabshin betaner shiboy leshuol is a machlokes what shiboy leshuol is. Right? Some say shiboy leshuol is oats. And other things, davka, not oats, some kind, maybe spelt, I'm not sure. After we discuss the chamish minidog, we'll have to discuss what the chamish min dagan are. But assuming right now that it is oats, so then she boiles shuol, which is again a wide ranging machloikis. So then miyabshin betaner, so they take it and dry it. So that is what I was saying before, might be part of the process of rolled oats is to toast them. So this didn't flatten them and didn't steam them, but toasted them. So Taisva says, Kimcha desari mamish, if you're actually talking about flour, so leishaycha bebrocha de borei pri adama. It's not shaykh to make the borei pri adama brocha. Taisva does not explain why. What did the other Rishonim explain? Why it's not shaykh to make a borei pri adama on it?
It's not edible.
So, it's interesting that Tesis doesn't say it's not shach make a broch on it. He says not shach make a broch for your dam on it. So tzaruchi, you have to look into this. So again, kimcha dechiti. Right now, it sounds like according to Rashi's mamish kemach. Tesis says lo yitochen, could not be kemach. It has to be either. He doesn't explain to us what this is. Then anybody have one of these svarim beir laws? Yeah.
Like it's
not, we have it over here.
Yeah,
what are you reading here? Very good.
It's like not fully ground up. No substance.
Which oasis is it?
It's like the first white line.
Oh, I don't have it in my. Good, I don't feel so bad. So again, read it again.
It says mevuka in Hebrew.
What's the first word?
Mevuka. It's like you quote, just because the Hebrew translation. Kemach shelo nitcham kokach v'yesh bo adayin tam chita. It's not full ground. It says it's from the rush.
Oh, okay. So they said so there. It probably means something along the lines of whole wheat, right? What is whole wheat? Whole wheat is that the kemach that we have, the flour that we have. Is when takes the manufacturer takes the wheat kernel, and then takes the husk off, and then you have a wheat kernel, and then the wheat kernel has three different parts to it, and one part is the bran, one part I think is called the endosperm or something, and one part is the actual the central cylinder. So our wheat is where they take the manufacturer takes off the endosperm and the bran. And then leaves you with the central core and grinds it down. We have white flour. But if the manufacturer grinds it without separating out the different parts, so then that becomes called whole wheat. And it has a darker color because of the bran and the endosperm have darker colors. But this sounds like something even more than that. That also doesn't sound like it would be edible. This sounds like that it was again toasted or parched to some extent.
It would be that it wasn't like fully, since this is not chilling mint compost, it wasn't ground so much, meaning that there's still like full kernels there that
right.
Would be shy of to eat by themselves.
Right. So far right, so the there are at least three shittas in the Rishonim. One is that it's a powder, flour as we know it. One is that it is partially ground, some kind, and one is that it's processed by being parched. Now, all of this has to be put in the context of the Gemara and the Flamen Zayin of Akoyses Chita. Gemara says, if you look at Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Hakoyseis es achita mevarech aleo bor pri adama. Tochan ofa ugishla. Person chews on wheat and a wheat kernel, so it makes a bor pri adama. Tochan of one grinds it, often one bakes it, ugishla one boils it, so then. One ends up making a moitzi lechem in haaretz. But a koyseis chita, to chew on a kernel itself and makes a bari pri adama. So kimcha dechiti is the something is when has taken this kernel and done something with it, processed it somehow. Rashi's pshat is kemach. Rav Yehuda oimer boire pri adama. Rav Nachman oimer shakol niyibid boire. Omele rova le Rav Nachman. Le tifla galed Rav Yehuda. Le Rav Yechon u Shmuel. Taime kavose. So why are you being chaylik in Rav Yehuda? We already have two dervis earlier that Rav Yechon and Shmuel had said this din. How do I know that? Because Rav Yehuda omer Shmuel. V'chein Rav Yitzchak Rav Yechonon. Shem ben Zayis mevaruch and olav bari pri eitz, because the previous sugya. So if you make a bari pri eitz on shemen, oma avagav the ishtane ben milsekoi, hachanam avagav the ishtane ben milsekoi. Right, the common, you hear this all the time. People say, what bracha do I make on potato chips? So people say potato chips. It's not a potato anymore. It's been ground down. It's came in the shtanet. Doesn't look like a potato anymore. So I should make it, right? People, so there's this, that's the sugya of ishtane. So the Gemara says, ishtane, well, that doesn't change the bracha. If you take a potato and you inject the dye in it, and no longer looks like a potato, right? So then, still make a burpee on it. So came in the shtanish. So you take the, we just learned the halacha of shemen. Shemen, we had to figure out how you're going to have shemen derech achila. Once you have shemen derech achila, so then you don't say it doesn't look like an olive anymore. The fact that it was nishtana, the Gemara says that didn't change the bracha. Afagav nishtana bimil sekoy. Hachanami afagav nishtana bimil sekoy. Tzarechian. What was the havim? Was the maskana? Was the havim in that maybe because of nishtana we should give it a different bracha? Why? Still, a grape is a grape is a grape. An apple is an apple is an apple. So with this, you have apples, and you have baked apples, and you have a compote, and you have applesauce, apple juice. It's all apples. So the Gemara says, "Avagav nishtana b'milsekai chanami, avagav nishtana b'milsekai midami." So the Gemara says, "Hosim lesle ilu yachrina." Hoch isle ilu yachrina bepas. Vechi isle ilu yachrina vloy mevorchen alei bari pri adama. Ela shaka. But Rav Zeir, Rav Hamasna, Rav Shmuel, Akara Chaya, Vekim Chedesar, Mevorchen alei, and shaka libid bari. So the Gemara seems to be intimating that there's a svarim that if he's nishtana, so then one does make a separate bracha. However, if one has reached the best use of this particular pre, so then you don't focus on the fact that it's nishtana. But if one has reached an intermediary stage of the final product, so then on the intermediary stage you would not make the bracha. Right? The Gemara says, "Afal gav nishtana milsekoy mi dami." How can you compare them? Halsum lesilu yachrina. So Gemara has a svara here that if you have an intermediary stage, if you have a yerida, the tzarach aliyah, so to speak, so b'shas yerida, you're not going to make the original bracha. Then it drops and becomes part of a bracha klolis to make a bracha shakal. Shakal is said for two reasons. Shakal is said for a bracha klolis, and shakal is said if something's gone wrong. In other words, if something got spoiled, but it's still usable. So then you'd make a shakal. The Omer Rav Yizeir, Omer Rav Masam Mishmul, Akara Chaya. Person has a raw, like a squash, the kara, a pumpkin. He's seasonal. The Kamcha Disare. Or you have barley flour. Mevorchen alav shakol nivin vare. My lav dechite bari pri adoma. And sare is shahakol. And the point of Rav Zeir is to say that kimcha de sare is nishtan and therefore it drops the bracha. Where it says, no, dechite nami shakol nivin vare. So the Gemara says, that's the case. L'sham inan dechite v'kol shechein sare. So what is the what's the final position of the sugya? Gemara says that we should have a yesoid from Shemen. Shemen kevin nishtana loy nishtana bracha. We'd stop the sugya there. Every mam is so easy. Every single proof product maintains its original bracha. The Gemara says lav daf. Right? How does the Gemara present this? Both Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda said Shemen Zayas Mevarchen Bar Rei Pri Eitz. Okay, so that was what Rava said to Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman that that Kimcha Desare, let's use Rashi's pshat and make life easy. Kimcha desare gets a bari pridoma like Shemen Zayas. Right, that's how Rava defended Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It is all the same as Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. So Lachaira, Rav Nachman pushes back, and Rav Nachman says, "Mi dami." He says he can't compare the two because Shemen is the end game of the olives, but Kimcha Desare is a shinui, which is not the end game. Passes the end game. Okay. So at this point, what was the machlokes? Then Rav Yehuda says, "Kevan nishtana lo nishtana," and Rav Nachman says, "Yeah, got to look at the whole trajectory. If the end game, the kevan nishtana, and you get to the end game, that maintains the original bracha. But if your shinui is not the end game, then it loses the bracha. It drops the bracha." So then the Gemara pushes back. V'chi isla ilu yachrinu le'mevorchen le'bar p'yadama ele she'akol v'amar b'yzeir, amar basna, amar Shmuel. Now we go back to Shmuel. Akar achai v'kimcha desare. Kimcha desare make a she'akol. So my lav d'chid, le'bar p'yadama. So that undermines the svara that Rav Nachman just developed. What the svara is, we don't know. You know, why should kimcha desare be different than kimcha desare? We don't know. But the svara, the kimcha dechiti, would have a shahakal because it's not the end game. So that svara now is undermined. So the Gemara says, and then Rav Nachman pushes back. And Rav Nachman says that your diuk is a bad diuk. You're a medayek kimcha desare, and kimcha dechiti maintains the bracha loy, dechiti namashakol nivadvare. So the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda includes a machlokes in how to be medayik in the Messiah of Shmuel. Right? The mach so far, the upshot of the sugya so far would be machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is that they have a nishtana, but it's not, and it's on track to be nishtana l'mal yusam. So the intermediary shinui, does it maintain the old bracha or does it drop a bracha? Okay? Now, part of this machloikas is a machloikas. We have a mesorah from Shmuel that kimcha desare gets a shahaka. So is kimcha desare as opposed to kimcha dechiti? And that would support Rabbi Yehuda. Or is kimcha desare and also kimcha dechiti, and that would support Rav Nachman. Gemara finishes up by saying that why should we not make such a that the diuk l'chor is a good diuk? The Gemara says no, the diuk is not a good diuk. Dechiti nami l'shamin and dechiti v'kol shchein sareis. If the diuk is a bad diuk, just say kimcha dechiti. So then I would know that an intermediary step drops tisha hakol. So certainly, if the end game is not significant, it would drop tisha hakol. Iyashmin dechiti amemina hanibil dechiti abul desari liver chole klal. Now, if I only had chiti, I would say it nishtane beisare. That is such a bad situation; it doesn't get any bracha b'chlal. Person takes a fistful of fine white flour, so he makes a shakel. Person takes a fistful of barley flour, so then no bracha b'chlal. So, in order to teach me that the bracha is shakel, but doesn't drop off the charts, it says kimcha desare. Okay, but that's, again, that's a separate machlokes and being medayik in the Messiah of Shmuel. What does Shmuel actually say? So comes down that Rava says to Rav Nachman, you're going up against Shmuel. What's the deal over here? Right? Rava was younger than Rav Nachman, if I remember correctly. And it could be the Rava was, I don't remember, they were contemporaries, but Rav Nachman may be the young contemporary, I don't remember. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, why are you going, 2 Doras ago, Shmuel and Rav Yechanan already made a din. So you're going up against the Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. So Rav Nachman said, not going up against Shmuel. I was medayik in Shmuel's din. Right? Everybody knows the din of Shemin. The only question, how do you learn pshat in the din of Shemin? Right? So again, so now we have a three-pointed machlokes. The machlokes in principle is kimcha d'chiti. Okay, kimcha dechiti is defined for us right now based on the shakel v'tari of the sugya, based on the shakel v'tari, and you could say the shakel v'tari is a sideshow, but l'chora right now seems to be center stage. Shakel v'tari, so based on the shakel v'tari, so it sounds like the machlekes is that we all agree that when it comes to shemen, you're going to make a bar for yeis, because that is a, because we say that even though it's nishtana, that is nishtana, and it's the end process. Okay, now we have machlokes nishtana, but not to the end process, not bread yet. All right, that's our machlokes and svara. And then, so what are we really arguing about? We're arguing about how when Shmuel said his din legame shemen. So what was the, how are we to understand and to build in Shmuel's din? When Shmuel said that olives maintain the bracha, shemen, so what is the din legabe processed food? So shemen is your classic example of processed fruit. Yayin is your exception because it got a special new din, it's new status. And shem is your classic processed food. Okay. So Gemara says there's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda how to understand the Messiah from Shmuel that shemen, the processed food, maintains its bracha. Varaya, everybody agrees that unprocessed chita gets a barf yadam, a kaisis chita. And everybody agrees that bread gets a new bracha. So now, what happens when it's nishtana, but not in its final form? So that is a machloek, is exactly how to interpret Shmuel's din. And then en route, Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda have to argue with another din of Shmuel. Shmuel said that kimcha desarei is a shako. So Rav Nachman says, oh, you see that I got Shmuel correct. I understood Shmuel correctly. Processed food does not maintain its original bracha. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Shmuel himself, when it came to Shemen and Kimcha, when it came to Shemen, it was a shako. And when it came to Kimcha the Savri, it was a shako. But kimcha dechiti is a bar pri adama, and Rav Nachman would say No. Kimcha dechidi, kimcha nasar, it's all the same shakal. So it's a evolving machlokes, and what was the din of Shmuel? Correct? Hold on a second. So we're looking at the machlokes from the machlokes per se, the way it's defined for us right now, is a machlokes in nishtana when it's not the final form. The machlokes is framed as a machlokes in what it was the Nesara from Shmuel. The Nesara from Shmuel primarily was transferred to us by the din of Shemen. It was also transferred to us via the din of Kimcha Nesara. Question is, what diuk you make in the Kimcha Nesara? We understand how this machlokes is now evolving. The Gemara says one more thing we got to look at, and that is Umi gora mi melach mizomis. Did not ala melach vala zomis. Oimer shahakol niye bidvarim. All right. So how does melach and zomis become part of our sugya? So the Gemara says, right, melach, we're assuming right now, is distilled. Is that the right word? Desalinated, right? It's processed salt water. Zomis is processed salt and make it into salt water. So melach mi gara mi melach mi zomis. Did not ala melach val zomis oimishakol nimidvari. Person, zomis. I understand. He has some salt water. It's how he takes the melach. So Lachar, we're assuming that he's having, maybe taking a salt pill. Ala melech ve'ala zomis, oimer shakol nimidvari. So, the Gemara says that, mi gor, is it worse than melech and zomis? What's the Gemara asking? What's the point of this kasha?
Good. Those things aren't something that you would like.
What's the point of the kasha in the Shaklavatari?
Trying to figure out that this should at least have a bracha.
And therefore?
And therefore?
It's right. In other words, we had the last part of the Shaklavatari was. What is the? How do we understand the Mesara of Shmuel when he said Kimcha Desare? Right. So the two ways of looking at it: either Kimcha Desare is and not Kimcha Dechiti, and then we have then it reads very very well, and then that supports Rabbi Yehuda's din that Kimcha Dechiti is a bar for Yadam. So Rav Nachman pushed back and said, no, Kimcha Dechiti, Kimcha Dechiti includes Kimcha Dechiti. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then just say, Kimcha Dechiti, that's the bigger Chiddush. So Gemara says, no, I need to say Kimcha Desare, because if I wouldn't have Kimcha Desare, I would have a Havamid to say, the what? No Bracha Bechlal. So Gemara says, one second, is that really a good Havamid? Now, if it's not a good Havamid, so that means there's no reason to say Kimcha Desare. Which means that we should have a good diuk like a Yehuda. So that's why this becomes an important nekuda in the machlokes. So Gemara says, "Melech v'zomis oved ish tishani." Sorry, "Aval melech v'zomis amishak nivarvi." So mi gora, are you going to tell me that kimcha desare is so off the charts that I wouldn't get a bracha b'chlal if salt gets a bracha? The Gemara says, "Isra sogadai mina melech v'zomis avidish to shuli the pume, amal kimcha desare hoil v'kasha l'kukiani loy livrach alei klal kamash v'lon kaven disayan no minei boye brucha." The Gemara says, "I would have a havamina that kimcha desare gets no bracha mechlal. Why would I have that havamina kaven de kashim?" Likukiyani, because it somehow develops a parasite. apparently parasites were common with sarin. So when they were unprocessed, they had, it was the first advocate for gluten-free diets. People say it's a new thing. So you're already advocating gluten-free diets. So the, because they created, so a person's going to have kimcha de sare, he's going to have digestive problems. So he shouldn't make a broch at all. So now the Gemara says, came in the Islayano minei boy bruche. What is this akasha to? This last line?
Oil.
Right. Gemara said that when it comes to shemen, came in the mazik. So is the din, is the din that we would make that the Gemara is saying came in the oizik and mazik lay, it doesn't get its original bracha but gets a shaka. Or was the Gemara saying it doesn't get a bracha altogether? The machlokes we showed.
That's made in the last Gemara too.
Who's that?
The same line we had done the last Gemara with also.
Right, but in the last Gemara, but it's important to make take note. In the last Gemara, so a person was having a nigra with shemen. Shemen was the ikar, right? And the refuah is not a machayev in bracha. Let me explain marachava, right? Because there's no point in time when a person is immediately misrapping, and therefore it's really not before you take it. So there's no hanah that is mechayev bracha. The Gemara says, no, there is a hanah that it tastes good when you put enough meishlokes with the shem, it tastes okay. It tastes good. Over here, the Gemara is saying that even if I eat them, which is mazik me, the immediate hanah is mechayev bracha. Right? This is a bigger chiddush. It's mechayev bracha of shakol nivinvar. Right? And that's why some Rishonim say that that's what the Gemara had in mind when it said came to Isaac and Mazik lay, he would end up making a bracha of shakal. But you also have to remember that Rav Rishonim went Isaac and Mazik lay means he's absolutely no hanah v'chlal. Right? So the lechora depends on Hailum Pshat and Isaac and Mazik lay. Good, but that's not a sugya right now. So our sugya right now is came in the shtana lechayra melach is not going to be so significant for us right now, but the point of the diuk in melach is just to substantiate the diuk that it is a, that Rav Nachman has an acceptable way of reading the Mesorah Shmuel legabe kimcha desara. Good, okay. Avram, had you going to ask before?
Yeah. So don't we say that when it's Shanili, we make the original, we say the original bracha that it was, right? So then by Chitin, by coming up to Chitin, why wouldn't you say an Adama on the final form, right? Say that by bread, okay, fine, so it's Sobeya, so it's you say you say Hamonsky, but by possible Bekisnin, why wouldn't we be saying Hadamah?
Good, so you're asking two kashas. One is, why did Chazal have an upgraded bracha l'gabe bread? Right, so that's a sugya at the bottom of, I think, And why did they, for that particular bracha, why did they choose a pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi? And the second question is, and it's also a Yerushalmi, you'll have to learn when we get to it, and why did they make a new bracha of Bar Minei Mezonos? So, L'chaira, we know a little, we can answer a little bit, we can answer based on what we've seen, Lagabe Yayin, that by Mizoinais, I've Nishtana Lamal Yuse, and it's Mazin. So Chazal gave it a separate Broch. In other words, what we said the other day is, what we were able to be Medaik already, is that Chazal were Misakein Brochas, right? Just to keep the larger picture in mind. Chazal misakin the machayim of bracha zana, but the teichen of bracha is to identify some aspect of the bria, right? It's always borei pri adama. Shakol neibidvar always goes back to the bria. So Chazal, then we identified that when it came to yayin, based on the Mishnah Berurah's approach, legabei reyach, that there's another koyach habriya. Sometimes some things have that a derivative is so significant that we want to mark and take in this aspect of the bria that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has. I would say in broader terms that there's a koyach, there's a potential that something has to be brought out. Okay, so when it comes to mizoynes and amoytzi, that certainly is up there with yayin, that you look at the chit and the field, so that has the koyach to become a cake or a bread and to become soid as a chapela. So we want to be makeh that nekuda. So Chazal gave an extra bracha. So it fits in with what we already learned legabe yayin. Parenthetically, and again, this will fit into the broader scheme when we get further into the perek. We discussed on Thursday the Ramban's understanding of Rashi. The Ramban himself has a different halach. Why did the Rabban Shalom begin the Torah with a description of the Bria, which doesn't really tell us much about the Bria? So the Ramban's explanation of Rashi is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to explain to us the pattern of Golus and Geula, so he first had to establish Kadosh Baruch Hu's investment into the Bria, and then explain to us that our connectedness to Bria is part of our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, communication with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ramban himself says a different halach. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world in one fell swoop. Bereishis Bara Shamayim is Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. He quotes a Greek thought that God created the entire world by creating some great energy called Hayuli, and that then unfolded into different parts of the world. Rashi quotes Midrashim that are very similar. That the Vatoitzi Aretz Desha, that everything was there, and then each on the day of Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu then was established each different part. So the Ramban's approach is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to us a certain Anhoga, that in God's natural world, God created many, many different parts of the Bria that are B'koyach, and that He's Moitzi B'koyach L'Poyel. We'll learn it in a few weeks that in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ruchnius world, Kadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing as well, in terms of our own Anhogas. So the idea of looking at the Yayin and saying this was B'koyach and the grape, or looking at the Mizoynos and say Boirei Mine Mizoynos, because Baruch Hu was Boirei plants which are B'koyach to be Mezen. Moitzi Lechman is a different Baruch altogether, but Boirei Mine Mizoynos, different ways of being Mezen. So that point, a person who's Mechamin B'Vechoysav, so he has in mind that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has koyches atmunos b'teva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, so when there's a certain nishtana lel yusa, so apparently Chazal said that let's be misboinein for a moment on that part of teva. All right, our Gemara is saying right now is that when we take the Ribbono Shel'olam's peiros and we process them, so do they lose their original bracha as a result? So our Gemara is saying that overwhelmingly they will maintain the bracha, like shemen, maintains the bracha of barbiates, and we have a machlokes where there's certain kinds of processing that it lose the bracha and gets dropped, right? And that the sugya seems to say that if the processing is the, what's the Gemara call it? And we say, Kevin, if Islay Iluyachrina, Lesley Iluyachrina. So the marshal for that would be if a person plants orange groves, and the primary purpose of the orange grove is for orange juice, not for oranges. So then that would be the Iluyachrina. So when I have my orange juice, it is nishtana, but less lili achrina. Right, so when I have my peiros, of course I make a burpee eitz. When I have my, what happens if a person would actually drink concentrate? Wouldn't dilute it? So then that would be probably the sugya, probably from Nachman and Yehuda. So what needs to be understood? You had a question, Yonah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Might not entirely apply, but I feel like we kind of frame the sugya as if it's at the intermediate stage of flour, assuming it's going to become bread.
Yeah.
But if we're legitimately entertaining the fact that someone's eating flour, then can't we say the end result is the flour? I mean, just because we could turn into bread, it doesn't mean the person will or that's his intention. So if we're only entertaining the concept of like mizonos or hamotzi or whatever the other bracha might be, is because he's like on the way there, but he might not actually be on the way there. Like we're saying he eats flour, and that's a real thing. So maybe he's just going to eat flour, so then it shouldn't be mizonos, wherever the other bracha should be.
Right, so I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you asking why, why we're not discussing the possibility of a person, of everybody making their own bracha in accordance with what they have in mind?
Meaning it sounds like we're saying that it could be mizonos because he's on the path towards mizonos.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just not. He's just eating flour because he wants flour. I mean, he's not trying to get to mizonos.
So you're asking the question whether we should just go, each person should go lefi daita ritzayna. That we don't say butla daita komriyano.
No, flour in general should be just be whatever originally was, because it's not necessarily on the path of wheat.
Most people
turn it. No, again, right. In other words, are you saying that there's a significant percentage of the population that ingests flour, and therefore it is a significant, and are you saying that there's one individual?
No, but if someone's ingesting flour, then their intention is not to make crackers or bread.
Right, so you're asking why don't we say the bracha depends on what this one individual has in mind?
Not necessarily, because anyone who's ingesting flour, their goal is obviously flour.
So again, so what's your question? What's your question?
So why would the flour be mizonos? Meaning,
right? So you're asking why don't we say that if there's a certain Yankel Chaim who wants to have flour? Since this one individual, Yankel Chaim, is not going to make bread out of it, he should say, Bor Piyadam. That's what you're asking.
Not necessarily, because anyone who eats flour.
Five Yankel Chaim. Yankel Chaim and his three friends.
That
you have a flour ingestion club, right? So you want to know, look at your kasha.
My kasha is that we're implying that someone can eat flour and make mizonos.
So your question is, why don't we say that brachos are all tailored made kafi the individual? That's what you're asking.
Not exactly, but
no. But so what else could you be asking?
I'm saying that anyone who ingests flour, if you ever, anytime, any person, doesn't matter what they normally do with flours.
Right.
If you're eating the flour, it's revealing the fact that your intention is flour, and therefore flour should always be...
No, whoa. And therefore this one individual.
No, anyone who eats it.
Anybody who eats it.
Flour should be hadama.
Okay, and what percentage of population are you talking about?
Well, if you're not eating flour, then we don't then it doesn't matter what the bracha is because you're not eating it. You're eating the cracker after.
So you're arguing that we should have kviyas brachas for small fractions of the population.
We're discussing what the bracha is on flour always.
Right.
So I'm saying the bracha should always be.
So let me put it the other way around. Let me just put your kasha in as a statement. From the fact that the Gemara does not entertain the possibility that every individual would make a bracha depending basher usham, that we don't have a halacha that says if you are going to end up having flour, so you should. So the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara, there's no place in the Amud where Rav Nachman viewed anybody says let everybody make their own bracha. So vice tachais, right? Just taking your kasha and flipping it. So you see from here that we have a general rule of butler dice. It's kol adam. Right? A general rule that we don't look at small fractions of the population to see what they do. Right? And that nakuda that you're bringing out, so that's going to become articulated later on in the Omer. Because the Omer is going to discuss different parts of the pre. And the Gemara is going to say, well, it depends on the das of the farmers. Right? So again, so what Yonah is bringing out is that when we said on Lamed, Heyom and Beis, do we say, Botla Dites as a Kovna Yadam? Look, in what sugya did we say that? No? Right. Kiviya student Yavila Yova Yomri, Havi Kivusa Hashtamiya, Botla Dietzel Koladam. Right? It could be that Eliyahu Navi will be Megala Datas. But right now, Botla Dietz coming. The MS is that we should discuss that line of the Gemara a little bit more. That the Gemara says we say Butla Daitz. It could be that Eliyahu Navi will tell us differently. So L'chara, we should focus a little bit more on what's pshat in Butla Daitz Eitzel Kol Mnei Yodim. However, the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amid Beis and what Yonah's pointing out in Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, right, seems to establish for us a klal that we don't say that your particular usage of the product is going to determine whether what bracha you make on it. Now, on one hand, we would say that there are situations where personal usage could make a difference. What's the example of that?
Can we say some people like pizza?
Correct. Okay. Exactly. So it was nichnas into the, had entered into the world of common discussion in the pizza situation. What is that situation? An alpidin?
You're
like, yes. Kiviya, right? So that might be a situation where, might be, I don't think it is, might be where individual usages would determine whether individual patterns would determine what the bracha is. But b'derach klal, so that isn't a specific din of whether I'm having a sud or not. But in the kviyas bracha, so l'chora, this gemara would establish that we do not say that if, I'll give you a mashal, gemalding a mashal. So there's a new thing in that people are having now called cookie dough, right? So cookie dough is, no, cookie dough is kimcha desari on its way to becoming a cookie. So till this door, cookie dough was something that the kids would snatch while their mothers were baking, and mothers would get upset with them. But it wasn't Ola Datena that it was a Michael. So somebody figured out, somewhere along the lines, that this is marketable, that this is something that people would eat. All right. So cookie dough lechayra should be part of the sugya here, right? Now, it could be that we've reached a point where cookie doughs become what? Is that? Right, end product, right? So that's the chor. Yeah, could be that we may have come to that point where cookie doughs become already something of, right? It could be.
But it's not baked. It doesn't matter.
No, but you could eat it by itself. That's why it's an end product.
Let me put it this way. It could be that even Rav Nachman, who says Shahakal in the Kimcha Desara, he would say, oh, cookie dough. All right. Could be Rav Nachman 50 years ago would have said, still a Shahakal. Right? And Rav Nachman now would say, no, that's already, we already can give it the bracha of Barfi Adama. Could be. Right? But Lech Aira, this sugya is establishing for us that we don't say that every individual makes their own bracha. That's number one. Number two. So it has to be understood in the sugya. Right? We have a machlokes with Nachman of Yehuda that we have Meserush and Shmuel Keba Nishtane Loi Ishtane Birchosa Shemen. A machlokes in how to understand Shmuel's din. Is Shmuel's din a flat, unqualified din? Kevin Nishtane Loi Ishtane Birchosa, period. Processing. You can paint a potato, you can chop a potato, you can slice a potato, you can cook, you can fry, you can, whatever you're going to do with it. A potato is a ha'adama. That is Shmuel's din, right? Or is Shmuel's din kevan the nishtana malyusa? If it's reached the end game of that most people have in mind, then it maintains the bracha. But if it's nishtan in any other way, even if it's nishtan en route to becoming malyusa, and zikr, if it's nishtan with zikr, that if it's nishtan to some other end product that people don't have a mind to use. Right, so Yonah was saying, but I want to use it that way. That's a bold assumption. But let's say it would be nishtana. Let's say the powder is nishtana to become cookie dough. So would that already pick up the? Would it be? It maintains the bracha of Bor Pri Adama, or does it drop a bracha? So the machlekes of Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is: did Shmuel say Kevin Nishtane, and the bracha always maintains itself? Or no, only if it's Nishtane le Maliusa that most people have in mind. Okay, so what needs to be understood in the machle in this sugya? Good.
Second question: wouldn't cooking dough not necessarily become for the chitin because it's kneaded together with like?
Oh,
it's not just wheat.
That'd be a question, Iker and Tafel. No, that'd be a question, Iker and Tafel.
I'm not eating stam, like, whatever wheat I used to mix together with the water, the eggs, whatever the rice could throw in it, sugar. I'm saying, is I don't know what the Iker is.
No, I have to figure what the Iker is like. What the Iker and Tafel is. I don't know. I would have thought that the Iker is, in Kamus, is the flour. That's what I would have thought, but. Look into it.
I'm not eating just water, eggs.
Okay. Again, be totally nikkur and tafel. Lou, when I see you, when these understood. Go ahead.
Two issues, but I'm kind of cheating because it's on the chorus. First, what is Rashi? How does Rashi understand Tosfos'
question? Question number one is machlokes rishonim about having flour, eating flour. So. Tosfos says eating flour is such a meshunadik thing, such a strange thing to do. It shouldn't have leishayach be bracha de bar piyadama. What's talking the din? If some person has in mind he is a flour eater, no. So what's the? Is it no bracha? Is it shakal or is it bar pri adama? Right? That's a machlok. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes Rishonim. So how do we understand that machlokes? Right? Which sheet has to be understood? Which is the one that resonates?
Why you say
Adam?
Yeah,
Rabbi Yehuda. For Rashi is the harder one to understand because it's now what a proof that I get Hanor from it. But it's both Ledites is the Kovani Adam that most people don't get any Hanor from it.
Or like,
Gara.
It's not a
why does Gara get worse?
Like at most, it should be a shackle.
Well, so one second, then I'm getting confused. Rashi says flower, right? Yeah. So, and Avram saying at most it should be a shackle. Why should it be manam shach? Either he's eating something normal, either it deserves a bracha or it doesn't deserve a bracha. Why would we say this is strange? So, a shackle. A person eats in a strange way. So I can understand you saying strange doesn't matter. It's still he's still benefiting because Baruch Hu's bria give the guy a bracha. Okay, I can hear that. First, I can hear you saying this is so bizarre that what that Chazal never envisioned, or this is a hana pu'ut. I would say if te'ima doesn't get a bracha of te'ima of soup, so a guy who enjoys flour is such a strange situation. Nobody gets at that. No bracha. Where does the shakel come in?
So you're saying a new word, you're saying that shahakal is a bracha
when I ingest something that's not normally, and I do ask, shakal can also,
yes. That's what Yonah
was
saying.
Was that?
That's what
Yonah
was saying. That was the, what case if someone doesn't in fact want that.
Right. So that would be the question of whether when a person drops off the butler, that's the Yonah, does he get a bracha at all? So question number one is, the machlokes rishonim, as to whether we are talking about flour or whether we're talking about parched or whether we're talking about partially processed. Right. So the question would be, how do we understand that machlokes? So, number one, why would Rashi? Who can defend Rashi? By the way, was that?
Gemara doesn't say anything about it being
become
more edible
form. Right. And so, Ari's saying is the Rishonim are stuck because no one eats kemach, so therefore going to have to say kemach is not really kemach. But who could bring us even another raya from the Gemara itself? Which is becomes a big kasha on the other Rishonim.
So you can make bread up.
Right. In other words, the Gemara is saying we're in an intermediate step of shinoi. Now, flour is an intermediate step to become, but as far as we know, we have to look into it. As far as we know, once you parch the corn, then you're not going to make bread out of it. So the Gemara itself seems to be saying you have and it's a malusa, but there's another malusa to be done with it. So is this malusa in the real world, or is this a malusa in the world of possibilities? I could have, if I wouldn't have parched the corn, if I wouldn't, then I would have been able to have another illusion. What's the iluya over here? So until now, we're learning Pshat and Rashi, I'm en route to giving it another, a higher, so do I, an intermediary, a yirid l'sarach aliyah. Does it lose the bracha or not? The other Mishnayim are saying, I've misused it. Right? Because now it's done, it's finished. Now, it happens to be that they hold kemach not edible. But lu yitzuyer, you'd have cookie dough. So the Tosfos and the Rosh may say, well, that's Rashi's case when it's being used properly, the derech was supposed to go. So again, so the first question that we're asking is, if we're going to understand, is the machlekes rishonim. If somebody eats something that's so strange and bizarre, what's the din? So I was saying, and then I was pushing Yonah, that was botla daisa panyadam. But now, l'chora, there's a machlekes rishonim into whether that person is off the charts, or the person gets the regular bracha, or gets a different kind of bracha. Next, when the sugya says that there's another melusa, what's pshat in the sugya? Pshat in the sugya is I could have done something else, and therefore if Nachman says it gets a shahako, or it means, no, this item that I actually ate was en route to cookie dough. Would be a good example of that. So I have to figure out, understand, what's the svara, all right? What is the svara of kevon dinishtana ve'iluya achrisa islay? Kevin did a shtana leishtana bracha. Okay, so we're not impressed by processing. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me to work. Good, I'm working with it. I should have a different bracha. Now I have a chiddush. Kevin nishtana brachosa. Why? How do you understand Chazal? And then, adding another layer. Kevin did a shtana v'lo yishtana l'liyusa d'islay. So how we to understand what Chazal wanted to be thinking. I pick up this item. Chazal wanted me to go through a process. It's nishtana, but not lili yusuf. As well. So why is that? Why does that change the nusach habracha? What does Chazal want to have in mind? Right, so l'chori, those are the essential part of this sugi that we have to understand. We have to figure out what the halacha lemais is. And the emes is, it's at least two entirely separate sugyas. Rashi sugi is flour, and we're not sure what Rashi would say about the rolled oats, and the Rosh is saying it's rolled oats and flour. He would say there's no brocha shakel. So mamish two separate sugyas. So they have to understand what each one says about the other. They have to understand Rashi shita. You have to understand precisely what the other Yishanim is saying about a person who eats flour. And then, the actual sugya is a new svara over here. Do we say, Kevon Dishtana lo yishtana brachosa? Or do we say, Kevon Dishtana liliyusa de islay lo yishtana bracha? But if Nishtana v'lo liliyusa de islay, so what's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? What's the svara to say that if it's not l'yud to islay, so then it stays with it, gets a downgraded bracha, and then gets the bracha back when it gets l'yud to islay. So we have to be magdi these dinim. So mitzvah tomorrow and Thursday we'll be magdi this dinim.